one of the older ones. And I have the latest firmware in it that you can put. Excuse me. Here we go. Here we go again. Anyways, now I have the highest firmware I could put in there, which is like 6.41 something. And all his other ones are up to like, I don't even know what, man. Way past that. But no, it works great. It works great, just like it is, and I have no trouble with it. I have the real clock in there, the real time clock in there, and the delay board and everything. So I got all the updates to it that you can put, and it has 3 ports, and it works good. It works really good, man. But like I said, if I could find one of the older ones that I really like from way back in the early 80s, man, that ACC 9600 port, that's a great repeater controller. If I could find one of them, I'd swap that RC210 out with it. But I have some SCOMs. I have like 3 SCOM controllers in my storage unit somewhere. I got a lot of stuff, man. I have a bunch of other repeaters. I have a lot of 220 machines. I have some UHF machines. I have three or two Yaesu fusion repeaters. I have the D1, and I have the D2, and the better one, the upgraded one. Never been used. I never put that one online. The D1, I've used it. It was working great. And I have some, I have a bunch of duplexers and cans, notch cans and receive cans and transmit cans. Okay, I have a lot of stuff, man. I have a lot of stuff. I just got to get some sights, man. I don't have any sights. It sucks being here. There's nobody around here. It's probably like where you are, man. You put a repeater up and nobody uses it because there's not a lot of people around here and pretty much no hams.